regionally, we have seen an increase in Arthur Williams trailers being stolen, particularly that model, but any cattle trailer or stock trailer, so sheep, cows, horse trailers, we've seen them getting stolen right across the East Midlands. And we've also seen a spike in Leicestershire as well. And we know the impact that it has on the farmer. If you've been a victim of crime, you generally need this bit of kit daily, at least, and certainly weekly, to get livestock to market. And again, we're talking sheep, cattle, horses. So the problem we've got is when they're stolen, the impact of that crime is significant. And the other issue we're having is that lead times on new trailers are in the years. So at least 12 months up to 24 months to get a new trailer. So if one's stolen, you're reliant on your next door neighbour or a friendly farmer to lend one to you. We've had a couple recovered locally, and what we're looking at is almost solutions as well, in trying to educate new officers and call takers and existing officers about where the VIN numbers are on the trailers and to have the confidence to stop them. And also we've had a load of stickers made up in force, bright reflective stickers that physically say, "Police, please stop this trailer if it's seen between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. just to give it a bit more of a focus, really, to highlight the whole issue of trailer thefts. Whether it's because they're an easy target, you know, when someone brings a trailer home, because it's used daily, they may not be that considerate of the security or the fitted security options on the hitch, the clamps you can put on, or even just the simple act of putting, you know, a digger bucket or a telehandler bucket or something heavy in front of it to stop it being stolen. People could obviously easily close gates and things like that to stop the trailers going out. But as a commodity, they're quite easy to steal. They're quite a crude item to steal. You back up your 4x4 or your vehicle with a tow bar, hitch it on, and away you go. And, you know, you're talking thousands of pounds. These trailers aren't, you know, pennies. They are £2,000, £3,000, £4,000 plus.